This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McPhee. Conditions inside the nation's hospitals are deteriorating by the day as the coronavirus rages throughout the country at an unrelenting pace. Hospitals have converted parking garages, chapels, cafeterias, waiting rooms into patient rooms, and fatigue is setting in among a beleaguered workforce of medical workers. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 in the U.S. has doubled in the past month and set new records every day this week. As of Tuesday, more than 76,000 people were hospitalized with the virus. German police unleashed water cannon on Wednesday in an effort to scatter thousands of protesters angry over plans to empower Chancellor Angela Merkel's government to enforce restrictions to curb the spread of the virus. Protesters near Berlin's landmark threw bottles at police and set off smoke bombs, witnesses reported. Riot police detained some protesters while firing volleys of water and urging crowds by loudspeaker to disperse. Demonstrators were fuming about legislation due to be passed by parliament that could allow the federal government to impose curbs on social contact, rules on mask wearing, drinking alcohol in public, shutting shops, and stopping sporting events. Although more Germans accept the latest lockdown light to tackle a second wave of coronavirus, critics say the law gives the national government too much power. A newly released Australian military report into war crimes has found evidence that the elite Australian troops unlawfully killed 39 Afghan prisoners, farmers, and civilians. Australian Defence Force Chief General Angus Campbell said Thursday the shameful record included alleged instances in which new patrol members would shoot a prisoner in order to achieve their first kill. This is VOA News. Projected president-elect Joe Biden is close to winning more than 80 million votes in his campaign. Biden's total continues to rise as Democratic strongholds like California and New York process their remaining ballots. He will likely have won the White House by a greater margin than any other president this century other than Barack Obama in 2008. Biden is also on track to win the Electoral College with the same 306 votes that President Donald Trump has described as landslide victories in his own 2016 election. Israel and Bahrain have will institute an e-visa system on December 1st. To facilitate travel by their citizens between the two countries. Bahrain's foreign minister said on Wednesday, anticipating 14 weekly flights between the Gulf Kingdom and Tel Aviv. The system would entail applying online for entry visas. And Israel and Bahrain signed a U.S. brokered agreement in September establishing formal ties. Bahrain's first official government delegation to Israel traveling on the first Gulf Air commercial flights to Tel Aviv landed in Israel earlier Wednesday as the two countries look to broaden cooperation after establishing formal ties September. Bahrain's foreign minister met with the prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, and visiting U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Jerusalem. Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates established formal ties with Israel in a U.S. brokered deal signed at the White House on September 15th. Sudan has since said it would also formalize relations with Israel, a former foe. The United States on Wednesday dropped a high-profile drug trafficking and money laundering case against a former Mexican defense secretary. An extraordinary reverse that followed an intense pressure campaign from Mexico. The full scope of Mexico's pressure was not clear, and officials were vague about what led them to drop charges in a case they celebrated as a major breakthrough last month when federal agents nabbed retired General Salvador Cienfuegos in Los Angeles. The two officials, one Mexican, one American, said Mexico's tactics involved threatening to expel the Drug Enforcement Administration's regional director and agent unless the U.S. dropped the case. But they said that there was only part of the negotiation. They would not elaborate. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The best. best music now. VOA 1.
With Whitney Houston on VOA 1. Congratulations to Whitney Houston's family and the estate of Whitney Houston. Whitney was just entered into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So congratulations on that wonderful posthumous honor for her. Much deserved. I'm Larry London. Coming up, Zara Larsson. And how often can you hear the hits on VOA 1? All the time.
From the breaking of the day till the middle of night. From the breaking of the day till the middle of night. From the breaking of the day till the middle of night.
Summertime and I'm caught in the feeling. Getting high and I'm up on the ceiling. I don't know what you're doing in New York. All I know is you ain't on my bedroom floor.
Are you going out?
It's new music on VOA 1.
If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast.
And King and Queens, her new one on VOA 1. My name's Larry London. Please check me out at Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. That's one word, VOA Larry London, when you go to Facebook. And then once you're there, you can check out the music news. And also, you can give me your shipping address, your home address, so I can mail you a calendar. The VOA 2021 calendars are now available. And you want to get yours before, you know, the end of the year. So please write in now. And these calendars, this time around, the theme is the American skyline, some beautiful city skylines. And there's a gorgeous photo on the cover, on the first one, which is right there on the cover of the calendar. Go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Be kind. Marshmallow with Halsey on VOA 1.
and more. VOA 1.
It's never really over. Katie will be unveiling a brand new song this coming up Sunday night from her album, which is called Smile. She'll be singing it on the American Music Awards show, a worldwide premiere. Not only Katie, but Jennifer Lopez is performing. Justin Bieber's performing. Many stars will be performing on Sunday night at the American Music Awards. Katie, I understand, has a brand new hairstyle. Long, straight, blonde hair. Katie's now a blonde.